Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, Chuck Flandington. Hold on to your cock and balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Livecast, brought to you by MetalInjection.net.
Good evening, everybody. Beautiful Friday night.
Is it beautiful, though?
No. Yeah. God, 80 degrees.
It's not raining.
Oh. For this time. Yeah, for the first 3 years of that, oh my gosh, I feel like they're building an ark.
I have one in the backyard, actually.
We ran that joke last week.
If I may quote every single Facebook friend I have, hey, what is this, Seattle? Huh? Are we in Seattle with the rain? Huh?
Seriously.
Am I right?
Apparently it's been nice in Seattle, according to a friend of mine on Twitter.
So you're saying that Facebook jokes are not geographically accurate. That's your point?
Well, no, I'm saying that our weather and New York's weather has switched. So,
our weather is New York's weather.
I mean, our weather and Seattle's weather. You knew
there
it.
There you go.
You're high already.
Take two.
Anyway, I'm Rob. Those two jerk-offs are Sid and Darren. Noah's here. And we have a very special guest. You may recognize her. Well, you probably don't recognize her, but she writes the Dispatches from Divan column on MetalInjection.net. She just got back from touring with the Blackened Fest. That clusterfuck of a tour, am I right? Say hello to Justina.
Hi.
I guess Justina, say hello.
No, they're saying hello. They're following.
Hello.
Everyone at home, say hello right now.
Everyone, call in and say hello.
Why don't you give them the number, Darren?
646-929-1357, and we have an AIM screen name. MI Live Cast.
Signed on to that?
We're about to. Don't IM us yet, because we're not signed on yet. MI Livecast, MILIVECAST.
All right, now we're all signed on to it.
Except me.
Well, let's not say the password.
Almost said it.
So, Justina, you just got back.
Yes.
Of course, everybody at home has been following your blogs, which you can see at metalinjection.net/blackenedfest.
All 100 of them.
Not really. But there was some interesting stuff. We talked about before, like right before the tour broke down, you were saying how there's some craziness.
Yes.
And then you wrote that controversial piece,
yes,
blaming Mayhem for it. But now you kind of take it back, right?
Yeah. I mean, they were never really all at fault, but at the time it was like...
They were the scapegoats.
It was just so crazy. It happened so fast, and we were living on a bus for 2 days from Denver to Atlanta when I wrote that, and it's just, like, that's all I could think about. Like, nothing really escaped me. It's just, like, everyone the entire time was trying to find someone to blame.
Right.
So, it's just, like, but really, there's no one to blame.
But
I mean,
blame
and
itself.
Towards the end, it was, like, the way everything happened, it's just, like, dude, this is totally Mayhem's fault.
Yeah.
But it's just
a victim of circumstance, because, of course, Marduk was supposed to be on the tour, and they never got into the country, or just the vocalist.
No, but they just announced they will be in the country in August.
Yeah, we'll see if they show up. One thing you told me that you left out of your column when that whole ordeal was going on with the Mayhem people and, like, all the bus drivers, Mayhem said something hilarious that you said, like, they were going to burn...
Yes, someone in the band threatened to, if they didn't get paid, they were going to burn down the promoter's house and the and the booker's house and all this stuff. That's how crazy it got towards the end, and that's why, like, no one really could understand what the hell was going on and everything.
Well, it's funny, because when you're Mayhem, you can do that, and, like, they'll be scared that you'll actually do it.
It's expected, almost.
Yeah. You can, if you're like, the Jonas Brothers, you can be like, you get better fucking pay us or I'll burn your house down.
No, they just threatened to finger your daughter.
That might be worse.
No. Wait, so you have a daughter?
Yeah. I mean, no.
What?
Don't you hear our bumpers? I put a baby in every last, never mind.
It's all true, folks. It's all true.
Yeah, we have accurate bumpers here.
So yeah, how does it feel now, Justina, now that you've been on the road for like a month? Now you're back at home with your parents.
You
gotta conform
to
their
like that.
And your younger brother.
Yeah.
I'm home with no job, and I don't know what.
Yeah,
you can't really
get drunk at like 1 in the afternoon.
No, I totally can.
No.
This is my parents' don't.
What do they drink?
What do they make? Wine. My parents are winos.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Caller, you're on the air. What is your drink of choice?
Hey, you talking to me?
Well, you're the caller.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, dude? Fucking metal. Oh, can I cuss?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, this is my first time calling, man.
What's your name?
My name's Robert. I mean Bill. I mean Noah. I mean the Dark Lord.
All right, let's go with Bill.
Hey, no, it's Jose, dude. What's up from?
So I thought,
I
was like, wait, is that Jose?
I just saw a Twitter thing and I was at work and I'm like, oh, screw it, I'm gonna fucking call these guys, dude.
Oh wow, you're finally on a show that people listen to now.
I know, it feels good.
Except the complete opposite is true.
How do I listen? Do I press launch player?
If you just go to metalinjection.net/livecast.
If you just follow the link.
I did, Noah, but where, and then it says launch player?
Yeah, just hit play or whatever.
Hold on, let me look at my show itinerary. Oh, it's right here. It says 10 to 10:15 player tutorial for people to figure out.
Hey, man, come on. Hey, I'm trying. All right, I press play. I don't know what's going on. Well, hey, but I'm talking to the metal that injects the souls of those that listen.
Wow.
And for those who don't know, this is Jose from Liquid Metal on Sirius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say that every week Noah gives Sirius at least 20 free plugs. So.
Free plugs? Oh, screw you guys. How many times do we talk about you guys and how badass you guys are?
Free, for some strange unknown reason, there's still free plugs.
Well, I'll give you some singles that I have in my garage every time we do a plug.
Do you have any sort of like action
buttons?
I got action figures I can give you guys.
Oh.
Howard Stern action figures.
No, how about remember those mad balls, those little squeezy little heads and shit? Remember?
Yes.
Mad balls, dude. I'll give you some mad balls.
Mad Dog Chris Russo coffee mug.
If you want a Mad Dog, Mad Dog's a little weird, bro. He like spanks dudes' asses in the hallways, man.
What?
Wait. You mean like the sports clap on the ass thing, like that?
Yeah. But he does it to everybody. Well, he does it. He does it to me.
Let me ask you: was there any like lingering sexual tension? Like, did he stay on the buttock like too long?
No, but you know, like. And I'm actually serious about this. No, but he, like, sometimes, like, one time, he had to overextend himself in order to put the palm on the ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, to get that football spank, he had to sort of do work. Now, it wasn't one of those things where it was, like, it was easy to do, like, a fist pump or something. It was, like, one of those things where he had to, because I kind of, like, I don't know. It was weird. It was a weird, hallway run-in, dude.
Chase you down the hall for 3.5 hours.
I got 3 minutes before lunch. I
left the end of the hall.
No, dude, but he's cool, man. He's cool, bro, you know. But I think the coolest sports dude here is Pharrell. Pharrell's so metal, goddamn it, fucking metal penguin smoking weed, damn. You know?
Great fucking impression.
Hey, dude, metal injection, dude, inject. I follow you guys on Twitter. I inject myself daily.
That's right, man. Jose, one thing I love about you, it's like you're on a natural coke high at all times.
Dude.
I'm always super stoked, man. I wish I had your energy.
You guys know me, man, but a lot of people that don't know me, you know, it's like they think, you know, yeah, they think I'm on crack and stuff, you know. The track marks don't help any, you know. That's why I cover them up with tattoos, man, you know.
Oh, it all makes sense. It all makes sense. Huh?
So what are you guys doing? What is this? This is cool, man. I like this. What are you guys doing?
We do a live podcast every Friday night, and then it's downloadable on iTunes. We're plugging our own stuff on our own show.
Dude, no, but you're educating the masses because right now,
yeah,
I don't know, you know?
There you go. Yeah, we do a live. We do a live podcast, and you know, this is really like our demo reel because our goal is to be like on an actual radio station.
I like. We talked about that. You guys have been on, and you guys did a great job. I've always been fans of you dudes. You know, even you know, pre-pubescent times and stuff, man. But I think you guys are do an awesome thing, and all the great videos you guys do, and you guys are always funny. Yeah, dude. I mean,
I agree with everything you're saying.
So, like, if theoretically, if someone that was involved in this conversation currently ever worked at a radio outlet, you know, they may be. But, you know,
Dude, well, you know, if they gave us money to buy stickers, dude, that'd be awesome. But right now, like, they don't give us crap for anything. It's because it's just, you know, it's more of a company-wide push, you know, instead of a channel by channel thing, except for some of the ones that get favoritism, like the ones that have superstars on them and bullshit like that. You know what I mean?
What, you mean Jose Mangan isn't a superstar?
As OG as I am here at Sirius XM, dude, no, man, not in... I'm just a metal dude, you know?
Well, we reach more people with this podcast than MTV, too, anyway.
I mean,
oh,
well,
geez.
Are you still doing Headbangers Ball?
Dude, I mean, what's the scoop is, you know, we're working on trying to relaunch it in a new sort of a style, and the people that are involved in the upper echelon of the company are really excited and stoked about it, but nothing really is going to happen on a week-to-week basis until next year. But in the meantime, we're going to be doing a bunch of specials, and then, you know, if there is a host, when there is a host, the regular dude, it'll be me, but if it's bands, it'll be special, like, Bury Your Dead is guest hosting this Saturday night's episode. And so there's going to be, like, no host, sort of like in a flux. It's sort of in a weird state. But that's the, I guess, the official term, you know, or explanation of that.
What can we do to get you that gig? Way
dude,
one that was the Ricky fucking Rackman.
Bro, do you know, thank you, guys. But, you know, dude, they're all, surprisingly, they're all so down and have said so many cool things and have you know, let me do lots of cool things and trust in what I, you know, as far as getting metal to a different sort of a fucking level of confidence and power, fucking Pantera. But to get the executives there, from presidents to you know, dudes that have been there forever, back when the ball was in its prime time with Ricky in the early 90s, these people believe in me and want me to be the host. So. You know, I'm very, very grateful and very blessed.
It'd be cool if it wasn't at 2 in the morning. You know,
dude, well, that's the point. That's the point. And the way we sort of are the way we're doing it in the new style is making it more about the lifestyle and not just, you know, hey, I'm in a studio, here's a band, let's talk. Okay, cool, here's the video. No, nothing. Like, we're going to be, you know, eating tacos, you know, getting, you know, rubbing feet and putting toes in my mouth and talking to Shadows Fall, you know? Things like that are cool and more lifestyle instead of, you know, there's not going to be that. You know, I think like you guys too, man. So
a little sexy.
No attention after dark.
Talking about some feet sucking.
Feet sucking right
hey,
here on
Headbangers Ball. Bro, I'm a big I love you. I love me. I touched some feet last night, dude. I felt good about that. Hey, but does everybody know that Noah's a hottie, right? Everybody knows that. Do your listeners know that? Do you guys brag about that?
I think the only person that doesn't know it is Noah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's good.
I'll say she's always in here. I feel sad.
I don't say that.
You
well,
don't say that, those
you're
words.
Thinking
like
it, we can see it in your eyes.
But
you're
that's
like,
you
know
what.
Have
but dudes, but isn't that a better attitude to have as a chick than the one the opposite end where it's like I'm fucking so gorgeous, look at me, you know what I mean?
Here's the inside scoop. I've known Noah for 10 years, and it's all an act.
She's really a dude.
Very highly of herself. She just doesn't let anyone know about it.
She's really a dude.
She is really a dude, actually.
Damn it!
Have you seen my chest?
She's fucking.
No, you haven't.
Jose, if you ever saw Noah's toes, man, there's hair all over them.
Oh, badass, dude. Well, you can shave hair, dude.
Bunions. How do you feel about that?
Corns. That's corns.
You know what? Max Cavalera put it really cool once, so when he said, if hair was so important, why would it grow on your ass? Think about that. Think about that, Rob, for a little while. Inject that.
This is exactly why you should host Headbangers Ball.
Yeah, you need to share this knowledge with the world, Jose.
Dude, the world wants to know about this shit, bro. The world wants to know about the art of shred, the art of the foot. You know what I'm saying? The art of injecting metal.
If you said that line at 2 a.m. on a national television station, you would have blown about 40 million potheads' minds.
Well, that's the thing, dude. Hopefully by the time the show relaunches, you know, at least maybe pot will be steps closer to being criminalized, bro, you know?
Especially here in New York. I mean, in California, it's just a fucking joke.
They would go to work the next day. Oh, who am I kidding? They'll go to the welfare office the next day. Like, you hear what he said? If hair grew on your ass.
That's Max. Those are the words of Max, dude. My lord. I bow down. Look at right now. If you guys were looking, I'm bowing down, bro. I'm bowing down to Max right now.
I believe you.
I know you, dude. I did. I did just bow down. I'm
so
sitting on a ball chair. What'd you say, Ra?
I said you're not a liar. You don't lie.
No, man. Cause I'm a liar. Liar.
Oh, liar.
Sorry, dude.
Was that a Little Rollins band?
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. I'm buried, bro. I met Fergie the other day. She's hot, dude.
She looks a little mannish in her video.
See, man, all y'all player haters, you're the second person that said that in 2 hours, dude. Yeah, she looks like a man. Dude, whatever! Dude, if you were standing in front of her, you would melt.
I'm not going to throw a dick on her. I'm not, you know, I've had way uglier women than her, but... I'm just saying, for a famous chick that's on TV and whatnot, she looks a little man.
Well, look at fucking Barbara Walters, bro. She's not hot.
No.
She's on TV.
At one point, like in the 50s.
Well, yeah, right, dude. You're right.
I think it takes a lot of preparation to get to what you see on TV. Like, I think that's like a big block of clay that has to be chiseled out.
How does she look in person, though, Jose?
Fergie or Barbara?
Fergie.
Actually, I know Barbara more than I know Fergie, but Fergie.
Barbara Walters' toes?
No, I wouldn't touch her toes. No way, dude. I met little Kim, dude, and she had hairier arms than I did, and a mustache, dude. Little Kim, I'm not shitting you. Maybe she was going to get it waxed the next day, but she came up years ago at night, and I freaked out, dude. Anyways, Barbara Walters, she does look like a big pile of clay, dude, but she's nice, but she's sort of, she walks around like her dress is so, like, holding her together, you know what I'm saying?
Barbara Walters is sort of a cunt.
She looks like one of those ventriloquist dummies.
Drink.
She does. She does, but Fergie, dude, let me tell you this. Dude, I was getting off the elevator, man, and I had just taken all my kids were here, and my nephew and my niece, and we were in the elevator lobby as Black Eyed Peas were in the main lobby taking pictures. And my sister was like, "Oh, I want to say hi." I was like, "No, you're crazy, man. No, we can't. You know, I'm not gonna do that. That's weird." So then I was like, "I'll walk you guys downstairs." So we went downstairs in the elevator. I came back upstairs, and they were in the lobby about to get on the elevator. All of them, all the Black Eyed Peas and their whole entourage. And then I was walking through the stack of people, and I was like, "Hey, thanks for coming to Sirius XM." And then they were like, "Oh, cool." And then the label dude was there. I knew the label dude. I was like, "Hey, dude, what's up?" His name was Rob. And I was like, "Hey, Rob." And he's like, "Cool, Black Eyed Peas, later." And then Fergie was walking into the elevator, turned around, walked over to me, and got like in my real fucking uncomfortable, not for me uncomfortable, it seemed like uncomfortably close, and was like, "How did you do your hair? Did you have to bleach it first?" And I was like, just my jaw was like, you know, I didn't know what the fuck to say. I was like, I was like stuttering, dude. And, dude, her shoes, her dress, her she had black, brown hair, beautiful just face. Her makeup wasn't too much. It was just right. And she looked fucking on fire, man. And she was really nice to me, man, but uncalled for nice. I didn't even talk to her. She talked to me, bro, about my hair, though. And then I told her that I just use Just for Men and that I have so much white hair, and then she started laughing.
You use Just for Men?
Yeah, dude. Sometimes. I haven't in a while. Before I dyed it blue, I did, and then my friend had to bleach it twice because I just used that shit to go black. And then so he had to bleach it twice, man.
inside information here. Inside.
Bro,
information.
Is everybody tuning out?
I think everyone's looking at some Just for Men right now.
That, dude, you know what? Buy the CVS type, man.
No hair.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Noah?
I said except Sid because he has no hair.
Oh.
That wouldn't make a difference. He won't be going out together.
Sid's one of our hosts here.
Hello.
You got to be careful, bro, because it stains your scalp, man.
I could use that at this point. Anything other than skin color.
Sid, you should get the Bam Bam Bigelow head tattoo.
Oh, my God.
The Kerry King one, man.
No,
or we could just Sharpie hair in. We could just draw.
No. I could get that spray on hair that they sell on the infomercials.
Sid's the guy with the crushed soul in Carcia Bella.
Yeah, thanks for that.
That's Noah's role on this show. She crushes our souls.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That's like a, what is that? It's like a song or an album, isn't it? Who? What is that?
Soul Crusher or what?
I don't know. Do you guys play music and stuff on here? What do you guys do?
We do music breaks, but it's mostly a talk show.
Because of the royalty rates, right? You guys can't do that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You nailed it.
No, we're...
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're on the radar here. So, You might have totally blown our spot right now by calling us in. People might be listening now that don't normally listen. We're going to get RIAA'd while
sitting. Yeah, we haven't gotten a cease and desist yet. We're pirate radio, man.
Yeah. Dude, I used to be on a pirate radio station in Tucson when I was in college, and it was run by this fucking veteran dude that just was on acid every day, man. And he was this big tripper dude, and he wore a headband, and he was in his, like, it was in a closet of his garage. And he got busted. He ended up getting fined by PBS, which was KUAT in Tucson, was shared on PBS, and our station interfered. Anyways, it was a really cool mess, dude.
I used to be on a pirate radio station, but it was run by real pirates.
Did they go to Arby's?
It's 72 degrees in Central
Here's
Park.
Here's a little bad company for you.
We're doing a Beatles block, mate.
Two for Tuesday,
And afterwards, we're all going to Arby's.
The sixth line lover that calls in gets Kiss tickets. Arr.
I want a goddamn large roast beef with some potato cakes. Arr. Hey, no, what's up? I went to OPEth. I was standing next to Noah at OPEth. Demon.
OPEth.
Demon of the fall. Demon. Demon of the fall.
That was a really good show from what I can remember. I had to like hang on to Greg as I was leaving because there were way too many stairs in that place.
Oh, yeah, it was upstairs.
They were staring at you a lot? Or they were
no.
It
was at the Grand Ballroom. Right. So.
That was a weird place, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've never been there, I don't think.
Hammerstein? That's where the...
No, it was like the Manhattan
upstairs.
Center.
Upstairs, yeah.
DCW place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, wrestling reference.
Yeah, dude, Ultimate Warrior. Hey, injection dudes, man. Well, I love the show, man. It's my favorite show, man.
Awesome. Well, dude, thank you so much for taking the time to call in. We actually have a second caller because, you know, we're blowing up here.
It's good, man. I took up enough of your time, man. Thank you very much.
No, thanks a lot for calling in, Jose.
Everyone write to MTV and campaign to get him to be the host of Headbangers Ball.
Well, it's already there.
Well, thank you.
Everybody go get a serious radio.
What?
So,
Jose
can still have a job.
Time out. Didn't he say he's like once in a while the host?
No, but he said they're in a year they're going to relaunch it.
No.
Do you listen to your own show, Darren?
Okay. Whatever.
It's just, I'm like, it's, when there is a regular dude host, this year it'll be me. If it's a band, it'll be a band. If it's no DJ, it'll be a ghost.
Fuck bands. Who wants to hear bands fucking talk?
Yeah, nobody watches MTV for bands.
To talk? You watch MTV to hear them play music. And
you know what? But at the same time, guys, who really watches TV for videos when you're 10 seconds away from a click on your iPhone to get it, you know, right there? You know what I'm saying? It's kind of, that's why the direction of the show is going to be a lot different. And you guys, it'll be really cool, man. I think all the metal dudes and chicks around are gonna be digging it. It's going to be more true to what fans would want to see when they're living in Kansas and sort of have that access to their artists that they can't because they're just fucking there in Kansas, you know?
You know what would put, like, what would skyrocket ratings? Would be a metal injection segment on Headbangers Ball.
Oh, bro, can I be honest for a second? We've actually, and I'm not even shitting you, dude, we've actually have brought you guys up, and what we want to do And I'll end it with this, man, is what we want to do with the ball is open it up. It's not going to be, oh, we're this and you guys are that, like how it's been before and how it's been on even with the VH1. And you know, it's, I mean, it's all this views and versus. It doesn't have to be that way. This is all one family. We're all in it for the love of this music, whether we disagree on bands and whatnot. But ultimately, we're metalheads. And so we want to include Metal and Injection, Revolver, That Metal Show, you know, all these different outlets that
well, especially Metal Injection.
well, especially Metal Injection. That was something that I know I brought up, and my friend, the producer director, has brought up too, and I brought it up in meetings with executives before. And
bring it up and just mention Metal Injection and leave off those other two.
Be like, hey, remember how like at the 10th of the hour you had Kurt Loder doing the news? Remember how you guys had that?
Yeah.
I'm gonna bring in Metal Injection and do that.
Well, see, we want to include everybody. The point is, we want everybody to be yes, and have everybody be part of the squad, man. Because if we get to get, instead of I'm a positive dude, man, and I don't like, you know, I'm not a negative dude at all, and I want to be a family with everybody. You know what I'm saying? And that's what the new show is going to be. And I think people are going to dig that and feel that unity, because it is a tight-knit community out there.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to this new Headbangers Ball, because I think the metal community needs it.
Well, and you guys will be a part of it, so that all that's fucking...
Yeah. So then it'll be the greatest Headbangers Ball of all time.
Finally. Well,
that was missing from the formula, really.
Yeah,
like.
When I used to watch in 87, I used to say, you know what's missing from this show? A 6'5" Iranian Jewish guy.
That's exactly.
All right. But thanks again for calling me, Jose.
Much respect, brothers. You know, a lot of respect and love for you guys, man. All right. Yeah.
Liquid Metal, channel number 27.
And get the, it's on iPhone now, too, and iPod Touch. The SiriusXM app is awesome.
There you go, people.
All right, man. Later. Eat metal and smoke it. Later.
Thanks a lot, dude. All right, we have a second caller who has been patiently waiting on the line.
We're actually branching out, too. Our show is going to be on a Cracker Jack flip book coming out next week.
Second caller, you are on the air.
Hey, what's up? This is Keith.
Oh,
I just got to say the drop in energy is refreshing. Yeah. I liked it. When he was on, he's a good guy. He's exciting. But then you just clean the palette.
Jose is so positive. Like, I think I'm a positive guy, but he is so positive, he makes me want to fucking commit nuclear holocaust.
Yeah, it's not
he
enough.
He makes me feel that much angrier. Which
that's
I guess
good. That's
point,
metal.
Yeah, exactly. He's so happy that it makes everybody else that much more doom and gloom. Great.
Keith, what are your thoughts on Jose?
It's probably the most serious I've ever heard Metal Injection live cast. Holy shit.
Yeah, we had like 10 minutes without a joke there.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
We're sorry.
Jose is bringing down the comedy.
Oh, listen, Jose is
No, no, just kidding. Please hire me, Jose.
Yeah. Now, and not those other magazines.
Keith, you're calling in from Orlando, Florida, right?
Yes.
How do you know that?
No, because I know. It's Keith. He's on our message board. He's grinding the apparatus.
Come on, Noah. Don't you read the message board?
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I start singing?
Yes.
Keith, because he doesn't like that? Huh?
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know who that was.
Yeah. Keith, long-time listener, first-time caller. What do you got to say?
I'm actually wanting to request a song when you eventually get to the music.
What song?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, put us in our place.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm just calling to say you talk too fucking much. Yeah. Can you put a goddamn song on already?
What song would you like to request?
Maybe some Life of Agony.
I have that.
Oh, like I don't have it?
No, you don't have it. I have it.
We can only play something from River Runs Red.
Oh, that's
we should
fine.
Also play Nile later, because that guy wanted to play it last week.
Taco Meat?
No, yeah.
That's right. So what song from River Runs Red would you like to hear? Would you like to hear River Runs Red?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, that'll be the first song when we decide to go to music break, not when you tell us to.
A.K.A. when Rob has to
say nothing, man. Hey, take your time.
Oh, we will.
Did you say something off the album with the dude from Ugly Kid Joe on it?
What?
Wasn't he the singer of Life of Agony for 5 minutes?
I thought it was just Keith Caputo, no?
No.
Well, I only have that record, so that's all we're playing. And royalty-free, Jose, because we're not plugged into any sort of system.
Hold on, we're getting a fax.
I hope nobody on Twitter from the RIAA is following us. That tuned in is just like, we're going to get a call from a lawyer pretty soon, like, life of agony, Keith Caputo needs more money for drugs.
Actually, Lars Ulrich just called. He said that we're in a lot of trouble.
He said he was in a bathroom and someone had a laptop in there with Wi-Fi. And
well, he was in the bathroom with Jose while he was calling. What? It's a cocaine joke, not a gay sex joke.
Okay,
come on.
Got it.
Yeah, but Jose was checking out Lars's feet.
I love the Danish feet, man. They're great.
All right, we have another call. Our lines are blowing up. Keith, thanks for calling in. We will definitely be playing Life of Agony. And
I'll be singing along to it.
And make sure to check out Keith's website if you're into technical metal. It's called Grinding the Apparatus. It's updated very frequently.
Is that a masturbation?
That's ironic.
Thanks, Rob.
I grinded my apparatus.
Yeah, it sounds like a masturbation.
Well, you figured it all out. All right, let's get to our next caller. Still coming up on the show, we have Noah talking about how she went to rehab after getting really drunk last week.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about that
and,
yet.
And apparently she met a friend and she brought him in this week. I don't know what that's about.
Oh,
and
we lost the other guy.
Thanks, Noah.
No, it's because Rob started talking.
Other guy, 414, call him back. But other than that, we have, there's been some shit going down in Iran with this whole election.
Yeah, we've got a long distance scene report.
We know that Rob
and seeing as though I'm half Persian.
Sorry.
Class
a
about,
are you
what's
a
the difference between Persian and Iranian? You're not Iranian?
But the term is Persian.
The wealth.
Iranian is incorrect, though?
Persian is Jewier.
I think so. Oh, Persian.
I just like correcting people. It gives me a sense of power.
I think Persian is what the Jews say.
Yeah,
they don't want
it
because
is.
Iranian equals Muslim. Now,
yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, I'm a Jew, so I'll stick with Persian.
You know, Iran used to be called Persia, right?
Yes,
oh,
I do
okay.
know that.
Checking
Anywho, so yeah, we're going to have my cousin, Kuhamed.
From Iran?
From Iran. He's going to call. We're going to Skype him.
Wow.
I arranged this with him.
Are they allowed to go on Skype?
Well, he's just like, he has like a hacker friend. And
yeah, he's in an undisclosed location.
Yeah, we can't really like talk.
He has a Jewish friend.
We can't really talk too much about how he's going to do, but it'll definitely be on the show at the top of the hour. And I guess we should just go.
Is he anything like you? Is he like a stoner? Or?
Well, we are related, so I mean, I'm sure there's some similarities.
Oh, boy.
I mean, you're in fucking Iran. What else is there to do but smoke weed, you know?
I guess.
What?
Speaking of
sandcastles.
Speaking of what?
Smoking weed. We haven't. I need to.
Well, it's because our food got here late, so we were still eating.
That's not an excuse.
You're supposed to smoke and then eat.
But then it ruins your high. Then you just are not as high. It's a waste.
So why do you always eat after you smoke then?
it's a vicious cycle. Because then I'm not high anymore.
Okay.
Got to smoke. But yeah, let's get to a quick music break. I guess when we come back, Noah will talk about her experiences and
you guess.
Yes, Justina. Justina's been contributing immensely to the show so far.
By the way, I love that Justina is wearing a Cynic shirt.
Yeah, let's get that out there.
Sitting right in front of Sid.
Yeah, that's right. It's like the parallels here.
Listen,
I'm taunting him.
Cynic isn't the only band I hate. It's just the only one that's come up so far. I hate plenty of the bands.
Well, let's
most of them.
Most of them.
Rob, open your iTunes and go alphabetically.
Not, maybe it's not that I hate them, I just don't think they're that great.
Mm.
No, you hate them.
Mm.
I have my genres that I like and my genres that I don't really care about, just like you guys. It's all right. I'm sure you guys hate most of the stuff I like.
It's true. It's very true.
It's fine.
I don't. I like NoFX.
Shut up, Darren.
Well, Darren has taste. This is the thing that Robert...
Anyway.
Not so much.
So we're going to get to a quick music break. We'll be right back in a little bit. You can give us a call whenever you want. Well, usually when we're talking.
Yeah,
when
during
we're
the music break.
During music break, we're not going to pick up. But our number is 646-929-1357. We're also on AIM. I am us. You can chat. Our screen name is MI Livecast. We'll be right back after this commercial. Well, not with music.
Hey, queers. Are you ready to shit blood out of your ears?
because it's the Metal Injection Live Cast. Right now.
Thank you. things won't change the clown's face.
Hello and welcome to the Chuck Flandington podcast. That's right. I've got the Metal Injection guys locked up in my basement, and they won't be bothering us anymore. It's my time now.
Whoa,
we're back from the basement. All right, everybody. Welcome back.
We are back.
We're looking at Justina's beautiful photos from the tour.
She is a photographer.
Yeah, a great photographer.
Hire her.
I've never seen a bad picture you've taken.
Because she deletes them.
Yeah.
But
you haven't looked at the pictures yet.
You can check out her photos for Blackenfest at metalinjection.net/Blackenfest. One little pet peeve I have, I hate when people give out URLs and say metalinjection.net/.
Oh, we heard it on Twitter. We know.
Yeah. I'm spreading the word here. It's not backslash. That's improper syntax.
Right.
It's just slash or forward slash.
Rob is a web developer.
backslash
is what they use for like the file
directory. Yes.
Yeah.
No, that's the way they used to beat slaves back in the day.
That too.
A backslash.
Let's do this to Jesus.
Right. So, in case you didn't listen last week, let's give a little.
Honestly, if you didn't listen last week, fuck you. Whoa, go on.
Now that we got that out of the way,
it has spoken.
Here's a little recap of Noah's Night. We have a clip. Let me pull that up. There it is.
Excuse me.
That was her after overtime. That was her as soon as the show ended. She ran.
No. The show ended, and we were still doing the live cast for another 20 minutes.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, like, when we stopped taping or whatever.
Didn't the show end with her in the bathroom, I thought?
No. Did it?
Well, no, because I had started to equalize the show when I realized, oh, I'm feeling really dizzy right now. So
yeah.
I went to the bathroom, took a little nap.
And we are in the studios, and we're just like having our
our post-show banter and like, you know, great job, guys, great job. We're so talented and whatnot. And then we're like, hey, where's Noah? You know? And then we realize she's in the bathroom the whole time. And we're like, Noah, you're going to be okay? And she's like, oh, I'm not going to be okay.
So
she shat all over herself, apparently.
I didn't shat.
It was pretty bad.
That is not true.
I saw a little stream of brown coming through the bathroom door underneath.
God, no.
Blood.
You could have at least cleaned up after you.
She shattened.
Yeah.
That was the bean dip I had, because we had Mexican. It wasn't.
We were very concerned for Noah, so we decided... We decided... that Noah... that we should send Noah to rehab, and so we did. And Noah, you just completed 5 days in rehab.
Yeah, thanks, guys. You sent me to freaking Greasy Acres Rehab in Jersey.
Best we could afford. We're on a budget here, Noah.
That's true. So, I guess they do take Medicaid over there.
You're on the Betty Ford Clinic over there.
So how was your stay? What did
It was really weird. There were a lot of weird people, but one person that really stuck out, I mean, at first I thought it was Big Bird, and then I realized it was Thor Shredstein.
Oh!
Guitar virtuoso and metal injection celebrity Thor Shredstein was there?
Yeah, apparently.
Wow. So what was he like?
He's really big and obnoxious.
Typical. we have a call. It looks like it's from a New Jersey
area code.
That's the area, isn't that?
Why don't we pick that up?
Is Ronald Reagan rest stop and the bathroom facility. Right.
Hello, caller, are you there? Oh! Hello!
Whoa.
Yeah, it's me, Thor Shredstein. I know what you're wondering. How did I call in so quick after my name was mentioned? Well, you know them things, them Google alerts where you could get an email about when your name is mentioned on the internet?
Yeah.
I got this new beta Google alert for Google Livecast alerts.
Sounds a little technical for you.
Google, my manager Morty set it up. Morty is a fantastic manager, although he owes me $3,000. And yeah, he set it up for me, Google Live alerts. Why are you people talking about me without paying me?
I'll get that money to you after this weekend.
Morty, I'm on the phone. Oh, he's so rude.
Larry.
Sorry.
Morty.
My name's not important.
He said Marty.
Morty. God
Morty.
Damn. Oh my god, Sid, I've seen you. You have glasses. It looks like you need glasses for your ears because you can't hear what I'm saying.
Morty.
M-O-R-T-Y.
You're saying Lori. I'm hearing Lori.
Replace the L with a M.
Whatever you
Lori.
Want, just don't beat me.
Corey? Is it Corey?
Oh, brother. This is why I went to rehab. No, let me tell you something, Noah. I thought that we weren't going to talk about that. I thought everything that happens in rehab stays in rehab. Is that the saying? Is that what they show in the commercials with the hot chicks in the pool and the slot machines?
I think that's for Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, we weren't in Vegas?
No, that was not Vegas.
Noah, where were we?
We were at Greasy Acres Rehab Facility Center.
Oh, that's not in Vegas? Morty, why did you lie to me? You said I was going to go to Vegas.
I just wanted the beatings to stop.
Oh, my manager, I tell ya.
So, Thor, why don't you tell them about that time when you got an F on your creativity test?
They give them creativity tests.
I didn't have the right amp. I didn't have the head. And I just didn't like it. It wasn't fair. I didn't have enough time. What are you guys, why are you guys talking? What, do you have another caller there?
Nah.
What, do you have another caller?
You can wait. Thor is very important.
No. Let's have two callers. I don't care.
Hello, is this somebody from
Miguel?
Hello? Who's this? You're on the air.
Yeah,
Lori?
This was worth interrupting my important speech for.
Exactly. Who's this?
Who is? Me?
No, yeah. The other guy called in.
Hello? Are you talking to me?
You're on the air.
Are you calling from Michigan?
Let me ask you a question. Why would you call a show and then everybody says
8 Mile, they mentioned that.
Yeah. Everyone says hello, and then you're like, are you talking to me? Who else would we be talking to? Robert De Niro?
Maybe.
Robert De Niro is not in the studio.
Okay, you have 15 seconds to say something interesting. Go.
Okay. I like rock music.
Strike one.
Hey, what is your name? Why are you interrupting my important segment on the Metal Injection Live Cast?
What?
What's your name, he's asking?
Oh, a name?
All right, you know what? If this guy's going to be on the phone, I'm going to hang up here because I got
no,
a cool thing
no,
to
no,
do.
No,
catch this guy off the line. He's making me look bad.
So rude to our callers, my God.
Fuck that guy. He doesn't seem intelligent enough to get my music anyway. He doesn't get my music.
We don't talk about our...
And now listen. Now that Noah got it out, I was in rehab. So what? I got a Fanta addiction.
Oh, really?
They let you in rehab for Fanta addiction now?
That's why he went crazy when he got the F on the creativity test, but he didn't talk about it.
Let me tell you. My label was like, Thor, you are drinking too much Fanta. And I'm like, record label, I love Fanta.
That's what you call them, record label? There's not like one guy you talk to?
Every week I come in, there's a new guy working there. So I just figured instead of learning their dumb names, I just call them record labels. There's record label one, junior record label, record label secretary.
Okay.
What's that noise in the background?
And your record label could afford to send you to rehab.
Clearly, Noah hasn't rehabbed.
Well, let me tell you, I mean...
Lighting a joint.
They lied to me. They're lawyers, but they apparently it's coming out of the advance of my upcoming album, Igwe Shmigwe.
Oh, you got to plug that in. All right.
Yeah, it's coming out soon. It's coming out in the fall. It's going to be a big release, triple platinum out of the gate.
Haven't you been planning that album for about 19 years now?
Listen. It has not been 19 years. Huh. It has been, at most, 18 and a half years.
Oh,
right?
I stand corrected.
Get your facts straight.
Guys, so... while I was in rehab, I was, really bored, so I decided to spy on Thor.
Oh, no.
And the real reason why he was there was not really for a Fanta addiction. He admitted himself in for the publicity.
Oh, God.
Is that true?
God damn it! No, you are a whore.
A cunt.
You are Thor doesn't use language like that.
Oh,
Noah.
Too far?
No, or what did your mom teach you? What kind of parents you got? Where you call yourself a
cunt?
Oh, God, I can't. Don't you have any manners, you New Yorkers?
Clearly
you
don't listen to the podcast because you know all about Noah's parents.
Of course I don't listen to the podcast. I'm too busy.
Drinking Fanta,
that's right.
Google rehab facilities in Jersey.
Let me tell you, that rehab facility was a piece of shit. I'm drinking a Fanta right now.
What flavor?
It's delicious. What do you mean, what flavor? Orange?
Isn't there like
grape? I just call it regular.
Isn't there like a strawberry?
Well, yeah, sure. When Thor's feeling a little frisky, I get a strawberry.
It's pronounced strawberry.
I apologize. I get a strawberry. I get a blueberry. I get me a pineapple.
Boysenberry.
Nah, that's a
faggy
flavor.
You ever get the rhubarb Fanta? Rhubarb Fanta. It's pretty good, I heard.
No, I sell it in Kentucky.
Got to go the extra mile.
I got the chicken kebab Fanta, too. Darren, you know about that?
I don't know. I only eat shawarma.
Shawarma, that's shawarma. I couldn't think of the word, Darren.
Okay.
If you only listen
Let's
to
say we have paper and pen so you can ask silently.
What do you mean, ask silently? I'm in New Jersey right now. I'm not in the studio with you guys. Don't you hear this distortion
in my voice? Just IM me. I'll feed you a joke.
Oh, my iPhone is not working properly. Anyway, why am I on the phone here? What's going on? What are we even talking about?
I don't know.
You being a Fanta junkie?
Yeah, so I...
You being down on your luck.
You know what? Have you heard about what's going on in music? You guys know about this new band, this new super duper group?
Cynic?
Yeah.
No, not the faggots and Cynic. I'm talking about that, what is it, Rooster Foot? What is it?
Oh, Chicken Foot.
Oh,
super group.
Don't mention that name.
The mighty Joe Satriani.
Oh,
you know what I heard?
Fuck that douchebag, Sitch. Let me tell you something. Sammy Hagar
You are a fucking turncoat. You hear me, sir? You are the biggest jerk-off. Because
you have a history with him?
Oh, yeah, Darren, I got a history with him. I went down to his little stupid bar in Mexico. I had some of his Cabo Waba, or whatever he calls it. And you know what? I really got to like the Cabo Waba. And honestly, Cabo Waba is my favorite. It is my favorite drink other than Fanta.
You can mix the two.
That's disgusting. But, yeah, so I went down there and I said, Sammy Hagar, you're not in Van Halen anymore. Let's form a super group, you know? And Sammy Hagar's all ho-gung about it, and he's all like, I'm going to do it.
Gung-ho.
Don't correct my English. That's very rude, Darren. That's very rude, especially...
I don't think gung-ho is English.
Anyway!
It's just when you say ho, I start getting worried.
Oh, dear, boys. Listen, who is that? Who is
that? That's the lovely Justina.
Hi.
Hello there.
Thor likes you.
Justina, yeah. what kind of parents you got?
What? I guess.
What kind of ethnic background are you?
I thought you were sizing
up. Jersey.
Jersey?
Jersey ethnic.
She's her ethnic.
Oh, hello. Did you know that Thor is from Jersey? Are you near Ocean City, New Jersey, right by the shore?
I am not, no.
Sure she isn't.
Don't bot me. Anyway.
Thor, don't you need that music to mack it to a girl? Or?
I'm too heartbroken about this chicken foot bullshit because that son of a bitch, Joe Satriani, took my spot. I should be there looking at Chad Smith Murray on the drums going, hey, Chad Smith, you might look like Will Ferrell, but we're in a band right now. But it's not me. It's that douchebag Satriani. What does he have that I don't got? You know what I got that he don't got?
Hair. Oh.
Hair. He ain't got no hair. And you know what else he don't got? Talent.
Whoa.
But he puts out albums every once in a while.
And they have Flaw
puts out with some hot Latino ladies. Hey there, Justina.
She said she was New Jersey.
I could hear her in her voice. I could smell it over the phone.
What?
What?
Smell
they,
like?
They smell like rice and beans.
Oh. What kind of beans?
Oh.
Black beans, duh.
What kind of rice?
You know, the ricey rice with the yellow rice.
All right, there you go.
And,
Is there a little
pico de gallo in there, too? Is there a little pico de gallo? Yeah?
This is clearly degenerating into offensiveness.
Hey, Morty, why am I on the phone with these douchebags? I just poured my heart out about this chicken foot man. Why am I still on the phone with them, Morty?
We got the Latino Defamation League on the line. They want to talk to you.
Oh, fuck those sticks.
Oh, my God.
Whoa!
Thor!
We can't have that.
Hey.
Thor!
What?
Behave
what
yourself.
What? Why? What did I say?
Thor.
What did I say?
The loose cannon, this guy.
Well, you guys are the ones that said...
What?
Cunt.
Turk Hammond.
Yeah, that is. Oh. Anyway.
That really gets him.
Now that you said that, Thor really has to get out of here. Screw you, sons of bitches. Buy my new album.
What's going to be your next publicity stunt before you go away?
I'm going to climb the Empire State Building.
The stairs, you mean?
I was going to take the fire exit, and then I was going to go up to the roof, and I was going to put a penny in one of them telescopes to see, like, you know, New Jersey. I want to see if I could see my house from there, or maybe Russia. I think I heard that on the news. You can see Russia from the Empire State. Thor's out of here! Screw you!
All right. Thank you, Thor. Yeah. We apologize to any Latinos listening. And
like Yolanda Vega.
Yolanda Vega. Yolanda Vega is the Puerto Rican lady who pulls the lotto balls out of the thing on the drawing here
and
in
New
York.
She was also one of the bosses on Street Fighter 2.
Yeah.
She was top. cut the walls.
Wait, what is she? What was her role?
She used to pull the balls out. You got me. Where's the After Dark, right? like to pull balls out of a lotto machine.
4-22
Hey, Rob, lotto machine, wasn't that your mother's nickname in high school? Pull balls out of her. Hey-o.
Rob's mother. Yes, it does.
This is a Rob family affair. We're going to have my cousin on the line
a little
right. bit.
What kind of guy is he? Nice guy? Shitty guy?
I mean, I've never really met. I've only talked to him, over the phone online and all that stuff. I mean,
you ever signed
we have a lot in common, you know? I mean,
who's
like,
Carrier? You or him?
Well, him. I mean, obviously.
Wow.
He's from there.
That's
he's full Iranian, and I'm only
just
half.
Just a ball of hair.
I'm sorry. He's full Persian, and I'm only half Persian. So, but I mean, the other half is Russian, which is also very hairy.
Sideburns?
Of course. But no, he has the.
I thought that was forbidden.
Yeah, he has the full beard.
Oh. Does he have to wear a burqa over his side?
Come on, Darren. Come
sorry.
On.
Just,
we're above that.
All right.
Come on, we're not Thor Shreds, all right? We're not gonna resort to that kind of thing.
Can we have Thor call up whenever I have an offensive joke to say and have him call up and say it?
I don't know if we can afford Thor to have that.
Good point.
We only have 50 cents left in our guest fund, so
yeah,
we can't.
Okay,
we can have him on 10 times then.
We had a star-studded affair. We had Thor Shredstein. We had Jose Mengen.
Oh, by the way, I heard Jose likes chicken foot. I'm going to suck on him. Yeah. During an interview.
Buzzing.
Is that what he was talking about?
Yeah. That guy. So,
it's very positive.
It's a little late.
As usual.
What are, well, my sound was down for a while. I won't mention that one, yeah.
what? What just happened? Were we on? Are we rolling?
Yeah. Oh, hey, Metal Injection Livecast.
Why don't you guys give us a call? Our number is 646-929-1357. We're also on instant message. Our screen name is MI Livecast. We've been playing some requests earlier. We played Life of Agony, and we played a little Dillinger Escape Plan. Now, who requested that? Who requested the Dillinger Escape Plan? Sleep.
Keith.
No, Keith didn't request. Setting fire.
Taco meat.
Yes. Taco meat. We finally played the song that you requested. And we got a caller. Caller, you are on the air. 603
Hey,
what's up? Who is
it's
this?
Pete.
Oh,
what's up, Pete? How you doing?
Pete, did you get your prize?
I did, actually. Thank you, guys.
Woohoo!
What was your prize?
I got a Haunted CD.
Do you like the Haunted?
I do like the Haunted.
Do they make you do it?
I guess. Yeah.
You made it feel awkward.
Way to go.
So what's going on, Pete?
Nothing,
What's the good word?
Nothing. Just hanging out.
How have you been since Sexual
good.
Jeopardy?
Pete played in Sexual Jeopardy and went to the finals.
Yep.
Has it changed your life?
I learned some new phrases that I didn't know before.
So. He showed us the strawberry shortcake. You remember that?
And getting your angel wings.
Yeah, your red wings.
Red wings, sorry.
Want to remind everyone, Pete, what the red wings are?
Oh, if you're going down and it's bloody.
When it's a girl's period and you eat her out, it's a red wing.
Yeah.
Why are they wings?
Because it's getting your wings is when you first fly a plane, so getting your red wings. That's what they call it.
I thought it was
in
relation to roast beef.
Vagina famously looks like roast beef.
Right, but what does the wings have to do with it?
I think the red part.
Like glass. Glass,
What kind of vagina are you dealing with?
Yeah, what's going on with my man, Buzz Justin?
Happy wing looking vaginas.
Pete, did you make it out to the Blackened Fest with Mayhem and Style Carnage and all them?
No, I didn't.
Are you not into those bands?
No, I like a couple of those bands, but I didn't make
not
it
enough
out.
To pay for it, right?
Broke. The economy's tough.
What's that?
You could have won the Metal Injection contest.
Oh, yeah, you guys had it. All right,
I wrapped it in. Leave the guy alone. He's in front of us.
What was the last show you've been to?
The last show? Jesus. I think it was New England Metal Fest last year, not the one that just passed.
Oh,
so, yeah, I haven't
Wait,
been
where are you
one.
From again, Pete? I forget.
New Hampshire.
Oh. I say that's right.
You had no idea. You could have gave him 50 guesses and wouldn't have gotten it.
No matter what you would have said, I would have been, oh, that's right. That would have been, that's my canned response.
Yeah, I'm from Antarctica.
Oh, oh that's right. That was right.
What town in New Hampshire?
What town in New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Oh,
Derry.
Hey, oh, that's right.
Hey, watch
that's
this.
Right.
Watch this. Is that near Maine?
Not really.
Is that near Vermont?
No.
Come on,
Nick. I've been to Lebanon, New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, fine town.
Is it?
I've never been there. I don't know.
What? Is Keene a town in New Hampshire? Keene is a town in New Hampshire,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it grows quite a tall in those parts. Yeah. It's the Metal Injection Geography Cast and Rural Travelogue.
It's like a Prairie Home Companion.
Wow, Noah's going to die right now.
Noah loves the geographical humor apparently.
Noah, get a grip!
Sorry, I get so turned on by science.
Science.
You can scarcely find a milkman anymore down there. Down in Lebanon.
Pete, would you like to request a song?
Yeah, sure. How about, do you have any Decapitated?
A bunch of claws.
How about somebody request something that I want to hear? Where are you people?
How about a little, Cannibal Corpse, young fellas? I smoke my corn cob pipe.
Cannibal Corpse doesn't come around here no more.
No more?
No more.
You could call in, but...
If I knew the number, I honestly don't.
What Decapitated song would you like to hear?
Spheres of Madness.
All right. Except Sid.
Oh, Spheres of Madness. I was like, wait, screw the madness.
I bet Sid doesn't like it.
I've never heard it, but I'm sure.
All right. We're going to go to this quick music break.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play Spheres of Madness by motherfucking Decapitated, as requested by Pete. And when we get back, we'll have a special report with my cousin in Iran.
What's his name again?
Kuhamed.
That's Kuhamed. Kind of an unconventional...
Kuhamed Pazbani. What?
Is that a typical Iranian name?
It's Persian.
It's Persian.
Close to getting that.
All right, we're going to go to Decapitated. Thanks for
calling.
All right, guys. Take care.
Yo, shut up for a minute. I have a secret to tell you. You can keep a secret, can't you? Good. The secret is that Noah is really a man. We'll be right back.
Hello, all you teenage virgins. It's time to leave your emo bullshit at home with mommy. Strap on your Viking helmets for the Metal Injection live cast.
Wow, Darren.
What?
We're back on the 3D.
I'm
you didn't
back.
Call attention to it, then it wouldn't have been a problem.
We are back. We are only down to our last 40 minutes unless we decide to go to overtime.
Yeah. You can't do that every week. We have to, like, you know.
Only when you're wasted.
When we feel it, we do it.
The best.
The fucking rule.
Yeah, we're like the Sopranos. We don't cut off after an hour. And if one day
the finale.
But if we want to cut it off at 54 minutes, you know, we do it. No, we don't.
Darren knows a lot about cutting it off.
Yeah.
That's also what she said.
Well, you're a she, so you could just say
you
it.
Just say it.
Yeah, that's what I
Go
said.
Ahead.
I said that. But really, Darren did, but I said it too.
You could have if you had wanted.
Some other point, I said that.
Maybe I did say it a long time ago.
She yeah. thought it.
Justina is actually very good at impersonating Darren.
Hi, I'm Darren.
Hi,
I'm Darren.
Ah,
what?
Like
that's
your mind.
You people at home, that was Justina. That was not Darren.
That's what I said.
So, you know, we've been talking about it the whole show. So we should get to it, of course.
Yeah, hurry it up.
There's a big crisis in Iran, and a little recap of what's actually going on in Iran.
Oh, you want me to do it?
Yeah, sure.
An election, and the guy, as you know, the president of Iran, Ahmadinejad, who is Ahmadinejad, who was Bush was always antagonizing him. He's like a nut that doesn't believe the Holocaust happened and all that stuff, and he hates Jews. He was running for re-election against this other guy that's like supposedly more popular.
He hates Jews a little bit.
Yeah.
So basically, he's like the Obama of Iran.
Yeah, he dislikes Jews.
Yeah.
So, so that they had the election, and you know, Ahmadinejad won by about 30% in the polling, which people don't believe that it was really an accurate result because like he won in areas where he was hated and stuff like that, like poor areas.
Yeah. Yeah, like Pat Buchanan came ahead of the other guy in some of those areas. So
right.
A little weird.
Going back to the 2000 election. So, yeah, so, I mean, the funny thing about it is that, you know, like American commentators are sort of making fun of them for being a third world country that can't have an election. Meanwhile, we had the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Except they stole it a little bit more plausibly. Like they made it a close one. You know. So, anyway, so that's what's going on. So then people started, like, rioting and there's all this like chaos, and then the government came in and started clamping down on the protests and all that shit.
Yeah.
So it's pretty.
So there's crazy riots there, and of course, like I mentioned, I'm half Persian.
But you know, jokes aside, you have like you have family that you're worried about, right?
Yeah, I'm not really worried about.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Yeah, no.
You're a heartless prick. But
honestly,
you don't think about it.
Yeah, yeah, I don't really. But I don't think.
Worried?
I mean, I don't think they don't really live in like a city. Like they kind of live like behind the mountain.
In a cave.
No, but my cousin though, who is pretty gentrified, he speaks English. I mean, he's fucking gentrified. I never met him in person, but he said he was going to call in, and we have him on the line right now. We have him here. Let's get him on the line. Kuhamed, are you there?
Come on, guys. Hey. Come on, guys. Hey, I talk just like Rob.
Over it.
Oh, good.
Oh, Kuhamed, stop it.
Over it.
Koo, come on, Koo.
You know, I've always hated that fucking name. Let me tell you something.
Kuhamed?
Yes.
That's why you go by Koo, right?
Who the hell thought of that?
Your parents.
Sounds like Muhammad, but...
Your parents wanted to be... Kuhamed, why do you have, like, your own intro theme? What's that about?
That's my brother playing in the background. Turn this shit off! Trying to do an interview here! God damn it.
So that's Rob's other cousin.
So, yes. Yeah, but, you know, I do okay for myself out here.
So, cool. What's been going on over there?
Oh, man, it's tough. It's very tough out here.
Yeah.
I'm very worried.
Is it safe over there? Is there any violence going on?
Yes, actually, I'm very worried about the violence here. It's getting out of hand, man. The other day, they were rioting, and they... They burned down the only IHOP in the whole country.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Wait,
yes.
Wait, do you guys have IHOP?
Yes, Iranian House of Pancakes.
No,
the only one in the whole country. It's a big country.
I thought it was the International House of Pancakes.
Well, there's only one here, so it's not that international, is it? Pay attention.
I guess that's true. Come on, Koo, come on. You know,
wait,
why are you so mean on the phone? You're not like this.
Because I'm bitter. I'm just like Rob. I love to eat, too. And, you know, where can I go at 3 a.m. to get my rooty tooty fresh and tabbouleh now?
Oh, so it's a slightly altered menu over there.
A little bit, yes. But they don't like white people here.
No?
It's like the reverse Denny's. Yes. I guess I can go to 7-Eleven and get munchies, but they're all run by American white guys, too, over here with their funny accents. I hate going in there.
How ironic.
Yeah, or ironic. You see what I did there?
Well, you certainly have my wit there, too. Am I right? Yeah, the Pasvani wit?
I have your sideburns, too.
Oh, yeah? I thought
I'm cutting those shits off. You know, it's really hot out here.
I thought you weren't allowed to have sideburns.
I told you. Darren said it right. I wear them under the burqa.
I thought only the women wore burqas.
Well, the women who look like me, yes, they have to. That's why. That's the rule.
That's unfortunate.
That runs in the family. Out here, they call me moccasin face. Now, you know, they're starting up with the martial law here, man. I'm getting scared. The other day, I got the munchies, and I went out to get some Cheez-Its and Funyuns.
Yeah.
They have Funyuns.
Oh, Iranian Funyuns are no joke, man.
Tell me about it.
They have curry flavor, they have everything.
Wow.
And they threw me in a hole naked and blessed me with a fire hose.
Oh, wow. Just to get Funyuns?
I tweeted about it. You can see I put a couple of tweets up about that while getting waterboarded.
How did you get service while getting waterboarded?
Oh, it's tough. You don't want to know. That Twitter is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Now, of course, like on Twitter, there's been this whole thing where people have been like adding green to their icon to support the election. Has that been helping out over there?
Oh yes, oh yes. All of us are very big fans of the Green Lantern, so we love that. We love a lot of comic fans here in Iran.
No, but the Green Lantern. But it's supposed to be the color of the revolution.
Listen, I don't follow politics. What the hell do you think? But it's stoner, man. Only political issue I care about is decriminalizing weed. Right now they catch
you
doing weed, they cut your lungs out. Did you know that?
Cut your lungs out?
Yeah.
Man, I'm so glad I don't live in Iran.
Very tough, man.
Like those tobacco commercials.
I don't care if they were stoning the rape victims and all that stuff and, you know, beating children for talking back to their parents. I don't care about that. Just give me the weed legal, man. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
I like this guy.
I want to puff that kush.
They have kush in Iran? What kind of kush do they got?
Iranian kush.
Of course. I'm sorry. I'm a little stoned right now, Koo.
Come on, man. I purposely did not smoke before this interview, and I'm fiending now.
Oh, wow. How often do you smoke?
Like about once every 30 minutes. No less than you.
Wow, yeah. So how do you take it in?
I use a Iranian bong. It's a combination of a camel and a plate of couscous.
Like an actual camel?
Actually, Noah borrowed my bong. It's a Bin Laden bong. I was trying not to tell anyone about that, but oops.
Bong Laden.
Oh, Osama Bin Laden.
Did Israeli borrow your bong?
Yeah, you know, I didn't even. I just heard that she's from Israel.
Yeah, but no, Koo, you're Jewish, just like I am, right?
Jewish? Are you kidding me?
No.
What?
Well, aren't we cousins? I mean,
you must have converted or something. You fucking. No. I love you, but you're a pig. You must die.
I'm not a pig this time.
So Noah's really from Israel?
Yeah.
We're all the same.
Are you? Wait. I can't see you, but are you shaking your head right now, Koo?
I mean, what's it like doing a show with her?
That's annoying.
Has she built a giant wall fencing her off from the rest of the studio yet?
She's building an arc, though.
She run anyone over? Run anyone over with a tank if they get upset or anything like that?
Wow, I didn't know you had such strong opinions towards the Palestine conflict.
Listen, I'm in Iran. This is where you go with the flow, you know.
Yeah. So what's life like? What's like a regular day in Iran like?
Well, first, actually, I wanted to know if you can help me out with something. Hmm. This is a little embarrassing, you know, but I'm going to be performing stand up.
Oh.
And I wanted to try out some of my stoner humor.
Oh wow!
You ready?
Of course.
All right. Give me like a little intro and make me know I'm coming on stage.
Straight from Tehran, Iran. It is my cousin, Kuhamed Fuzzbuddy!
That's great. Some applause would be nice, too. And laughter when I tell a joke.
Yeah.
Okay. We want to get a real feel for this thing, you know? Okay, everybody. So, you know, I don't really follow politics. I don't know who the president is. And, you know, everybody's talking about this Ayatollah. Ayatollah this, Ayatollah that. Who cares about the Ayatollah? I just want to pack a bola. All right, people?
I like it.
I hear crickets chirping here. What's going on?
I like it.
Are you an audience or an oil painting?
Well, you got jokes?
Hey, people, you ever get strip searched and anally probed by airport security? Ever get strip searched and anally probed by airport security on weed? Thank you. Thank you. One guy in the back. I'm waiting. You know, we have three varieties of veal. Hey, guys, you ever notice that Israelis only drink the blood of Christian babies? Hey, what's the deal with that? Muslim blood's not good enough for them? Huh? Talk to me. Oh, those Israelis, Noah, you people. Those Israelis are crazy.
They're horrible.
How crazy are they?
Oh, they're so crazy, Rob. Always talking about Holocaust this, Holocaust that. Oh, yeah, prove it. That's right.
That's not funny.
I'd love to see a movie or two on the subject before I buy into it. Hello, Hollywood. Get on that, will you please? Couple of movies about this so-called Holocaust. Too much to ask for. Hello. And even if there was a little Holocaust, big deal. Little Holocaust never hurt anybody. Get over it already. Guess what? I burned my eyebrows off smoking my hookah last month. You don't see me crying about it. Little Holocaust humor. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll be at Mohammed's Left Mosque Wednesday, July 15th. Please tip your infidels. Thank you. What do you think? Oh, okay, you're too kind. Stop. Whoa, you want more?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all I got, people. Fresh out the material.
I thought it was pretty
could
solid.
Oh, wow. Just look at the crowd there.
Still going, wow.
Could you just tell the jokes you wrote again over?
Do you really want to hear that again? It was painful enough the first time.
I want to hear it again. On weed.
So I don't know if you know this, but now I'm managing this rapper, too.
Oh, what?
I don't know. Did your mom tell you?
No. Well, my dad is the one who's Persian, but...
He's called 50...
Oh, wow, that's
crazy. The currency. He's from Yemen, so, right?
Oh.
You know, you have 50 cents.
Yeah.
So he's like 50...
Oh, I see.
Which is really cool, because, like, we want to see how, you know, these DJs will introduce him, if they'll actually do the...
Right. See, I always thought that was, like, derogatory.
What?
The...
It's derogatory when you motherfuckers do it.
Right, but...
When we do it, it's cool. It's like saying the N-word. It's
are you, like, taking it back?
Yes. We're reclaiming it. Motherfucker. So this guy's from Yemen. He's a pretty cool guy. Great rapper. And actually, I'm managing him now. He's kind of blowing up. You know what I mean? And don't make any terrorism.
Come on.
Please.
Let's watch.
I know. I saw it in your eyes.
Watch
you
the language.
Going to, even though I'm on 3,000 miles away.
Yeah,
how do
you see my eyes?
I can tell you, motherfucker, because you're a Jew bastard. That's why.
Come on. I'm your cousin.
I can't get that out of me. You understand? It's like you and food. I cannot stop being a Jew hater. Even though
I
love
hate
you.
Food.
I love you, but I just cannot stop. So
I
have
love me, but you hate me?
I emailed you this clip of this song for my, boy, my homeboy.
We didn't listen to it. It's going to be the first listen. What's the name of the song?
It's called A-R-A-B.
Oh.
It's like, you know, we recorded this about 5 years ago, and then 50 Cent came out. He kind of scooped us with it. He made a very similar song called P-I-M-P.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure our listeners definitely know.
Well, this is a famous song, though. Even if you're a metalhead, you should know this one.
Okay. Are you a metalhead, too?
I don't want to say no and offend your audience, but I like to listen to more type stuff like that.
Oh, there's no death metal?
Not that I know of.
Like,
I think you should start a band, Rob. All right. Do you want to DJ this up a little bit or what?
All right. This is the first time we're hearing this. The world premiere of 50 with A.R.A.B.
I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not the terrorist, I love this country. You only got one wife, I got three. You've got two paper magazines, it's not free. I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. You can buy your sandwich from me. Cause I'm a deli on A.R.A.B.
Can't kill the bomber, fly a jetliner. I'm not the kind of guy who blows shit up for Al-Qaeda. You like to think all of us Arabs are just like Osama. It's like he's saying all Americans are Jeffrey Dahmer. See a hottie with a dot, just not a worker. Now a little in the clear, taking off a burger. Can't resist, Muslim chicks, they look good on camels. There's one bitch on that rich, she gave my family cattle. She's from my country, think she likes me cause I come from Yemen. I love your girl, treats me funny after 9/11. That kind of shit makes you tick, makes you hit the burden. I keep a little bottle underneath my turban. Little kid in the street looking at me weird. You don't want to know what kind of shit is in my beard. Takes 3 hours to undress to go pee. Not so easy to be an A.R.A.B.
I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. You only got one wife, I got three. You've got two paper magazines, it's not free. I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. Don't see me hanging with Israelis. Cause I'm a turban wearing A.R.A.P.
Not a
Turkish
street or a Pakistani. No, I'm not a Iraqi. I'm an A.R.A.P. I'm from Yemen, you see. It's 100 degrees in February. I'm an A.R.A.P. Can't skate, can't ski. No liquid iced tea. No vanilla Pepsi. I'm an A.R.A.P. No MTV. No Nador Jay-Z. No electricity. I'm an A.R.A.P. Got a nice bodega outside the 7th lane. I can get some toilet paper, extra soft or plain. Got umbrella for $2 if it's not to rain. You want to buy a credit? You must be a cocaine. Oh crap, FBI, knocking at my window pane. I swear I don't know anything about Saddam Hussein. When I was mentally injected, I always get a twitch. Had sex with Noah, and then I found a Jesus bell. Bitch!
I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. You only got one wife, I got three. You've got to pay for magazine, it's not free. I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. There ain't no show out here you can't ski. Cause I'm a desert dwelling A.R.A.B.
Arabs never eat spaghetti, shrimp or calamari. I wish I could because I'm really sick of chicken curry. You ever have to share a bathroom with 11 brothers? My little nephew had to run away from Charlie's brother. Arabs, we don't eat bacon. Arabs, we don't use mirrors. Arabs, we can't direct TV for watching Al Jazeera. Arabs, we don't watch porno. Arabs, we don't play hockey. Arabs, we don't like when you call us name like camel jockey. I got a bad attitude from living in sand. Call me towel head or snap like a rubber band. Arabs were regular guys, nobody understands. Where I come from, there's no survivor friend of Spider-Man. There ain't no Jenna Jameson, there ain't no Jackie Chan. And if they catch you masturbating, they cut off your hand. That's why I came here to the land of the free, so I can be me. A taxi driving A.R.A.B.
I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. You only got one wife, I got three. You've got your paper magazine, it's not free. I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. I don't eat pork and I pray to the east. Cause I'm an Allah feeding A.R.A.P.
You know, in America they say, there's no business like show business. In Yemen they say, there's no business.
Oh yeah, you know, it's all franchised out now.
Allah.
Done
hollering?
No.
No. That was the coda.
A little reprise there. Fancy. So, I liked it.
What do you think? She liked it. A lot better than fucking Cynic, right?
Well, that's...
Wow, cool. You listen to the show?
I've heard things.
He downloads.
So good. That was, it sounded very similar to PIMP.
Yeah, I told you that the motherfucker stole it.
Now, in the song, though, it's he says he comes to America. Did he make it to America?
We're working on that. He's a dreamer, you know what I mean? Yeah, so we're running from the secret police now. I'm going to have to give you a call later on. But
all right, thanks so much for talking to us and giving us the scoop
thank you.
The scene. Take that, CNN.
Right.
Thanks a lot, Kuhamed Pazbani.
You owe me $20, motherfucker. All right. Bye-bye.
All right, get him out of here.
I liked his stoner joke.
Hey, he had some good. What was
his audience?
What was one of the jokes? What was the
about the Jews drinking the Christian baby blood?
Yeah.
I said, you ever get strip searched in whatever by airport security on weed?
Yeah, that one was my favorite.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened to you, Noah?
No. I usually don't get checked by security.
Oh, wait, we're getting another phone call. Hold on.
Hello?
Yeah, I just wanted to say one thing to Noah. I feel I offended you in some way. I just wanted to say I've seen your pictures and you're very attractive. I would totally do you.
If you
but
have...
she's Jewish.
I don't care. I'd love to get her on her knees and give her a hummus shot.
Oh,
a hummus shot?
Oh, right in the eye.
I like it. It's my native food.
It stings, baby. All right, I got to go. No, no, after dark for me. It's daytime over here.
What is that? All right, thanks. Wow, a little reprise from Kuhamed. It's always hard to remember his name. I got Kuhamed.
So I related to the guy.
I know.
I know his name.
Well, I call him Ku, and then I feel it's doubly appropriate.
You call me and go Koo.
Don't make fun of my cousin Darren.
No, that's a ghetto thing. They call you.
I understand. Don't make fun of my cousin.
Sorry. Don't beat me up.
All right, we only have 15 minutes left in the show. It doesn't look like we're going to go over time this time. Give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357.
Yeah, that guy from the 313. Put your hands in the air and follow me.
Everybody from the 313.
This is a very hip-hop edition of the Rejection Podcast.
Where's your Notorious shirt?
Oh, I'm not wearing it today.
I think metalheads are more accepting of hip hop than hip hoppers.
Oh yeah, no, I'm just making jokes.
I don't know. Just
is that because
that
of the Insane Clown Posse? You think?
That's exactly why. Because of the crossover.
Corn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Justina was recently at a corn show.
I was.
Why on assignment. She actually emailed me and was like, "Rob, you have to get me into the show."
It was sold out. I had to be there. I had to
like,
be one of the corn kids.
Really?
So how was it? What was it like?
The corn show or
the whole experience?
Fall show?
Well, no, the corn part.
I totally regret it as soon as I got there. I was like, what the fuck was I thinking?
What was the crowd like? What was the vibe?
Well, like it was half older like dudes and then
like how old, like 30s and 40s.
Yeah, I want to see.
But were they there for? See, the thing is, Shadows Fall opened for them. It was like
most of the people were there for corn.
Oh yeah, so 40-year-olds on for corn.
Like
corn.
Yeah, and like a lot of kids, like a mall, like the mall crowd.
Right.
The Central Jersey mall crowd. A lot of like tough guys were there.
Tough.
Yeah.
Team
like they were all there to break noses and shit.
Right. For to corn.
Yeah. Yeah. And
so what was?
They don't care that Jonathan Davis used to go down on dudes.
What?
Didn't he?
I never heard
he
that.
A kill doesn't mean he.
I'm pretty sure I heard him say that in an interview.
Maybe
he hook up with dudes. Sometimes.
But the show was insane. People were going so crazy, I left early.
It was so nuts for you.
Yeah, I couldn't take it.
I think you'd be getting in there and spin-kicking people, though. We got a caller.
Had a caller.
They left because we were talking about
they're
corn.
They're like, corn? Fuck
that.
But you also saw Shadows Fall. How was that?
They were badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I also have an interview coming up that I did with Brian Bear.
Lockety plug.
When it's someone we like, we love.
Yeah, no, sure. Well, I mean, it's on our site. So it's totally fine.
Yeah, it'll be on the site eventually.
When,
maybe like 3 months from now.
It feels like typing that shit up. She's only had downtime like, what, 10 hours a day the last month?
No, no. No way.
Yeah, you were so busy. You were so
mean I wasn't busy.
Doing what?
Drinking.
Hanging out with the bus drivers.
Taking pictures of homeless
networking.
People.
She was networking.
Oh, yeah. Totally what kind of people did you meet?
Homeless people.
Well, if you guys read the blog, I met Jello Diaffa.
Oh, Jello. You're on a first name basis with
homeless people.
I said his last name too. a lot of like just like cool industry people and hanging out with the Cephalic Carnage dudes, like you don't need to meet anyone.
Right. Yeah, they seem like awesome dudes.
They bring like a tribe of people on the bus every day.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
And what kind of people do they bring around? Surprise, surprise.
It's like Leonard would get on stage and announce like throughout the show, like throughout the Cephalic set, like, hey man, if you guys want to smoke some weed, like come hit us up after the show. And sure enough, half the show is on the bus after the show.
It's funny because we did a contest where we gave away tickets to every stop, and one dude left a comment like, oh my god, it was an awesome night, I got it for free and then I smoked up Cephalic Carnage. I was like, well, it's great that we're enabling that.
why do they need weed from random people?
Yeah.
They just like sharing that much. Like there would be like two bowls being passed around as people were getting baits at the same time. It was insane. It was just constant. Like I was contact high the entire time. That's why I couldn't type.
Oh, sure.
I find it a little troubling that vaped is only one letter away from raped. That could cause some confusion.
Yeah,
well, it could be. Well, wouldn't it be VAP'd though?
Like punked?
Yeah.
No, I think the apostrophe is superfluous and pretentious in punked.
So
let's not put it into vape.
Yeah.
Well, because it's short for vaporized.
So, vaped can't be with an E. Cause it's
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you. We had the grammar police here.
You struck a nerve in Darren.
Not any weed?
But
Cephalic, I remember when I interviewed Leonard the singer.
Yes.
First thing he said after hello was, "Can I smoke on camera?" And I was like, "Sure." And it might have been the first interview that we did where
there was smokage on screen.
Yeah, like we would, you know, there were interviews before where we smoked before it or whatever, but it was just so funny because. The interview was happening. He was like in the middle of a story, and then you just see from like here's us. I guess you can't really see it on the radio, but we're sitting there, and then across the screen, totally in front of us, you just see a guy passing a bowl just to another random guy off screen, and then 2 seconds later, Leonard's still saying a story, and then he goes. And then
Leonard. He was the guy who smoked the most on the tour. It was fascinating at how much he could smoke.
You have to. Well,
constantly baked. It's just like.
Would there be a point where you just can't understand what he's saying? Or he's just.
Do you ever understand what that guy's saying?
I guess that's.
I don't.
I guess that's very true.
Yeah.
So that's who the fuck Leonard is?
Yeah, the lead singer of Cephalic Carnage.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Len.
Wow, you have pet names for the guy?
No, I just made that up. That was on the spot.
What was the shittiest place that you guys had to? What was like the shittiest tour stop? You would say.
See, like I like the shitty tour stops. The sound guys don't. They hate it because it's more like it's.
But just like the
them.
Biggest shithole. It was like the shitholiest of shitholes.
Metal Injection Studios.
No, they didn't play the Metal Injection Studios.
Okay, like, probably, maybe Spartanburg, but to me to me, Spartanburg isn't, like, a shithole, it's just, like, it's really rural. There's nothing near the venue whatsoever, but I dug it.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. El Paso, like, a venue, are you talking about venue-wise or city-wise?
Just in general,
we never made it to Detroit. That would have been the biggest shithole.
Oh, shit. We just have to...
You hear that 313?
There goes our Detroit demo. All those juggalos are going to be pissed.
Yep.
I got old Navy shirts that are more expensive than your house. You hear me?
Yeah, dude, they were selling fucking houses for $100 in Detroit. No,
they'll pay you.
We need to repeat.
What was that? What was that insult to that? They have old Navy shorts that are more expensive than your house.
Chicken pound.
Call up 313. Come on, what are you on? The tin can and strings?
Oh.
On your phone?
Ow.
646-929-1357.
You're accessing our stream by our handy computer.
313 song.
Oh, nice. This is for all our inner city listeners.
Yeah.
All right, that
wasn't
it.
Oh. Oh, good.
Blame YouTube.
Come on, 313. Come on. No? Scared now. That's right.
Kid wants
the last 7 minutes intimidating.
It's agonizing some kid in Detroit.
Who probably had a bad cell phone connection. That's why he didn't tell.
Well, he didn't
or he was too scared, so he's being held up.
He finally gets through and give me all your money. Ah, damn it!
I don't have any money. I live in Detroit. Remember?
Oh. Yeah, no, no. So the robber goes up and he's like, hey, "Give me your money or your life." And he's like, oh, "I'm in Detroit. I don't have money or a life."
Yeah.
I see a new spin. A new spin.
Wouldn't it be the worst if he just got his new iPhone?
What?
And he just got mugged.
Yeah.
That would be the worst.
That would be terrible. That'd
be
terrible.
Have iPhones in Detroit.
Then you could get a good phone after that.
They have those old school Nextels. The tweeting.
Sure. You know what's funny? I'm such an iPhone fanboy that that comment kind of offended me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then, no.
Oh,
then
I'm
I was
crying.
Like, am I really offended by that? I'm like, what?
You know what I don't like about it? I don't like touch screens. That's my thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just like
why?
He's germophobic.
No, it's not that. I just feel like I touch something and it never hits the right spot. Like when I'm typing.
He doesn't like it.
That's what she said.
He doesn't like
that's
it.
Why you don't. That's why Darren doesn't have a girlfriend.
No. Darren doesn't like the iPhone because his foreskin can't stick to it.
Right. The foreskin they have in a jar at home.
Yeah, rub it all over the touchscreen.
Oh, that's why I need to use my foreskin as a wand. To touch
my God.
No, but I understand what you're saying, but.
I feel like I've used it and I've typed on the keyboard and it just like I'm always typing the wrong letters.
Hmm.
That's because you're illiterate. Oh, that well, yeah, that might be
it.
Explains
it all.
Mm-hmm. Taco Meat would like to know if Sid is tough. If Sid thinks he's tough.
No.
Taco Meat is not from the 313 though.
Taco Meat. Sid is the furthest thing from tough.
Yeah. Unless you mean Team UFF. I'm
scared of the word tough.
Oh.
Look.
Nobody stands up. All right.
Yeah.
One of my favorite movies. I love that movie.
I hate Eminem, but I love that movie.
Eminem put out a couple of good albums.
No, I don't hate him.
Do you like it because what's her face licked her hand before she put it in her veg?
Who?
Every girl in that
what's
movie is disgusting. Brittany
yeah,
Murphy.
Brittany Murphy.
Awful.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
I really like her.
She's not.
Yeah, I'm saying, is that why you like movies?
No, I like I like it because Eminem.
I like Eminem.
Darren just likes Great Tales of the Inner City.
Yeah.
That involve white people.
I watch Law and Order all the time.
That's why Darren never leaves the house because he's always just there's always a Law and Order episode to watch.
I can't stop watching it. I start to walk out the door and then like Special Victims unit comes out.
The crime scene investigation goes on.
The live cast isn't actually live. It's filmed the day before because
the live cast is based on actual events.
Yeah.
The live cast ripped from the headlines.
There are two stories from every live cast. Yeah, winding down the show. So we wanted to thank Justina for coming in. Thank you.
I still have 3 minutes. I was going to ask her a question, but the buffoon just kept talking. I was going to ask how many balls you saw. Because the guys had to have changed in front of you.
Yeah.
I want to know.
I actually saw no balls. It's so sad.
Yeah, a bunch of eunuchs on tour.
Yeah, they did get a dress. You just didn't see any balls.
Yeah.
No penis.
Like Ken dolls running around.
No penis.
There was a lot of space on the buses for the guys to change.
Wow.
You know, I saw a lot of food being dropped into beards.
Yeah.
All the withered guys had like gnarly beard.
Now, was there catering at these places?
Some places. House of Blues, best catering. I'll plug the shit out of them because they do have the best catering. They feed you two times in one day.
That's well, it's also, it's a bar and grill. So they have the grill there, right?
You don't see the grill. It's like
real professional shit.
Right. No, I'm just saying, but I mean, it's like also a restaurant.
Yeah.
So.
Is it grill with an E?
So what kind of food?
They did like big pasta stuff and like veggie stuff, and they put out salads. And I don't remember
out.
What exact. Dude, I was wasted. I don't remember food.
I would remember.
Yeah. But a big thing for me was trying to get, once we hit the South, is trying to get a burrito every day.
Sorry, I farted on the air.
I liked it.
What a surprise.
Were you disappointed that there was no ball action? Or
no, not really. I mean, like after watching the Black Dahlia DVD that Rob sent me, I was expecting balls. But at the end, I was like, thank God. All the Wither did have a bag of wipes that they called the Black Metal Ball Wash. I never saw it in use, which makes me think, whoa. That thing was as full at the end as it was in the beginning.
They never wiped their balls.
They had crusty balls, dude.
It's for guests.
Yeah, it's for my balls. Gotta keep them.
Wait a minute. You're a gale. You
got some balls saying that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is a thrilling show.
I grew up act.
I fell asleep two times.
I think I'm asleep right now. What?
Let's give plugs to everyone that appeared on the show today.
All right. Well, I would like to thank myself for doing this.
Thank you,
Noah. About you,
thank you.
You'd like to thank me, too?
No, I'd like to thank me.
Myself.
I just thanked you.
You'd like to
what, are you, Popeye? I'd like to thank myself.
Thank you, Justina, for coming all the way from Jersey. Hang out with us.
Well, anything better
like
than Jersey.
Thor.
Well, that's my Thor impersonation. Mm. Thank you to Kuhamid.
Right.
All the way in Iran.
Check out his boy, 50.
Thank you to Jose.
Yeah.
For starting off our show.
Yeah,
calling in.
I'm really excited about something somewhere.
Justina's Diaries at metalinjection.net/blackenfest.
Darren.
And there's like a tour video. Possibly happening, right? You have some video.
I'd be more excited about a guest blog that's gonna rate all the weed around America.
Oh, from someone on the tour.
Yeah, I mean, I don't smoke, so I don't know what the weed is like, but.
You had an expert.
Yeah, I have an expert opinion.
Right.
So her photos.
Yes.
Oh.
And she's really hot.
Oh.
Oh.
Find her. Find her on Twitter.
Sexual harassment after dark.
Oh, it's a compliment. That's all. Don't play it. I'll kill you.
Play the music.
Cut your balls off.
Overtime. Sexual harassment after dark.
I'm a gentleman. That's your job.
And we dim the lights as the romance begins.
That's it. That's all you're getting, my friend.
Oh, come on.
No, Darren.
Lay it on, motherfucker.
We want to hear that.
Brother D-Trade.
Show's
over. We want to hear that Latin tongue of yours.
You want to feel it.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
Did you say there's no libraries?
No,
I don't know where the
library
is.
He's
so white. Just stop.
He's so white.
What did he say, Justita? Quick. He wants to have sex with you in the library.
Where is the library?
To have sex with in. What?
He wants to have sex within the library.
Yo no tengo tocadiscos.
He doesn't have a record player. That's right, motherfucker.
Yeah.
No.
Who go date the rock?
Glad to be here. Esta porción de Sábado Gigante está presentada por Tide.
This portion of Giant Saturday is presented by Tide.
Giant Saturday.
Gigante. You never saw that show?
Big fucking Saturday.
It's like a 4-hour Price is Right in Spanish plus variety show.
And Bikini Babes.
Yeah. Not really. So
no?
Much.
I thought all the Spanish channel programs had Bikini Babes.
They have
babes.
Like classily dressed evening gowns.
Do they have the guy dressed as a bumblebee?
No.
Well, show
they have
that.
A Jewish Argentinian or Chilean. What is he? Don Francisco.
He's
a Jew. His real name is Mario Katzenberger or something.
Mario Katzenberger.
I'll look it up now.
Is that your name?
No.
Is that your real name?
Katzenberger? No.
Katzenberger?
He was named after him. I was trying to hide it.
Don't be ashamed.
Darren is
my father.
Keep talking. So, yeah, here we are on Mental Injection. Por la noche. Por la noche. I had to look it up.
That's what you just did there?
I just totally did it. Google Translate.
Kind of a thing.
I found it. Don Francisco, born Mario Luis Kreutzberger Blumenfeld.
Blumenfeld.
In Chile. He's a Chilean television personality.
Looks like former NBA coach Chuck Daly.
He is born to a Chilean Jewish family of Ashkenazi descent.
Oh.
Disgusting.
His parents had fled Germany to Chile, escaping from Nazi persecution. As a youth, he traveled to New York to study to be a tailor.
Nazi prostitution was pretty good. The rates were.
They had it under control. Very tight fist.
And all the women were blonde and really tall.
Yeah.
Taller than the men.
Not much variety, though. Not much variety.
Yeah.
Who needs variety?
Yeah, apparently the ladies aren't fond of variety over here.
You don't like the Uten.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Noah's all of a sudden got a very glazed over look in her eyes. She's not really sure where she is.
Found out that
you're on Mental Injection por la noche.
Wait, why don't you all just yell again all at once and for the mic?
You're on Mental Injection por la noche.
Toilet nap.
You need some like Spanish music for that. Por la noche.
Get something by Charo, perhaps.
La Cucaracha.
Feliz Navidad. Selena.
Speedy Gonzalez. After dark. No.
Julio Iglesias.
Brian Adams. Is he Spanish?
A little Soulfly.
Maybe that disco bear on your shirt could sing a song for us.
No.
I
found the theme song for it. There it is.
The fact that you have.
I don't have it.
Sure.
Stop revealing the secret, Darren.
Bienvenidos a Metal Injection. After dark.
I thought. Hold on. I thought that this was the theme song of. I've been on the different portal, I'm not sure.
Timo Superplay is in the house!
Ready? Yo, digital cable. Watch a lot of channels whenever you're able. HD is free. Let me put it on the table for $29.95. You get to sign the label.
7793-4448.
Optimum online, so fast, so fine. Dial up in DSL, you're gonna leave it behind. Come on, mi gente, let's get online. For $29.95, it'll blow your mind. It's my ringtone.
7793-4448.
Optimum voice, call your mom, call your date, call all you want. From state to state, Puerto Rico and Canada, just one flat rate.
No, that's how much they play this commercial, but Darren has just memorized it.
Well, I'm just a ringtone, sir. Is it loud?
Yeah, well, my phone is loud.
It's kind of like the guy who owns it.
Mm-hmm. Yo, look who's talking. I got red lines in the fucking...
Why can't you just take it? Why you gotta respond to every joke with something harsh?
It's funny.
I don't find it
and
funny.
You are really fucking loud, Rob. That does sound like us laughing. Is that like captured audio from one of our podcasts?
No,
it sounds like us.
It's a time
the
machine.
First.
That does sound like Rob.
Yeah. Right, that's just disturbing. That's like the end of the original Batman movie.
I'm over it. Wait, no, come on now.
Oh my God.
All right. Come on.
Like my own personal hell.
Sid, you were very...
I did a live cast just to hear Rob laughing.
Sid, you failed to live up to your life's expectations and you've died. You've arrived in hell. This is what you're going to hear for all eternity.
Oh. here all along.
Balls. Do you smoke weed?
I don't know.
All right. Wow, I can't believe this is the end of the show. All right. Yes, I did suck Darren off.
Whoa!
Cut it out. I don't even have to talk. It's like my inner monologue is happening right now.
I'm Darren.
I'm a Mary in Maryland.
Oh, the Rob soundboard. So much fun.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, all right, let's...
We should make that board available for people to download.
Yeah, so they can make funny clips with it. They call people. Call a Chinese restaurant with Rob calling.
And then the best one wins a prize.
We should totally do that.
Be a contest.
We are out of romaine.
Oh, good. All right.
Okay, seriously.
And that's
you had to put a
plug
from Sarah in, right? Jesus.
God.
You're so stoked. You stoked on it.
Yeah, really.
I just like saying the word serious.
All my hands. We're like a family here.
Next week, we just play sound effects. We don't say anything.
Isn't that what we did this week?
Isn't
that what we did this week?
Yeah. Sid, so you're screwing off the guns?
I'm just scratching my pit.
Hey, welcome to the gun show.
Got a little pit scratching.
That's what I said.
A little pit scratching, no? A little pit stop along the way. I'm going to small my fingers.
All right, that's our close to music, people. It's not unusual to end the live cast this late. What I did there. Tune in next week for more goodness, and make sure to hit us up at metalinjunction.net/livecast to download archived episodes, and make sure to spay and neuter your pets
and kill yourselves.
And neuter your pets.
And
Oh, good. Do you smoke weed? Noah's penis. Balls. You can't talk about a cynic like that. I'm dead on the inside. Hey guys, I like drugs. Evolution is a myth. Darren's penis